This evening's first reading is Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 to 3, and then moving on first onto verses 10 to 11. This can be found on page 748 in your Bibles in the pews, and it's also on the screen tonight. The year of the Lord's favour. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendour. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God. For he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the soil makes the young plant come up, and a garden causes seeds to grow, so the Sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. This is the word of the Lord.
The second reading this evening is from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, beginning at verse 8, on page 1027 of the Bibles in the pews. The shepherds and the angels. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord. Thank you.
A lovely picture, a photograph of the farmer whose son is the shepherd alongside several fields in Cumbria by the side of Esthwaite Water. And we saw sheep actually kneeling down to graze when we were there a few weeks ago. And we thought it was so comical, but that's what that sheep there has been doing before the camera spotted him. So well done. Thank you, Jeremy. May we just pray. Just as the shepherds saw the baby Jesus, we pray, Lord, that we may experience our risen Saviour, Jesus, in our everyday lives. God's ways in using people are so unexpected. We think of Mary and Joseph. We think of Elizabeth. We think of so many people in the Old Testament who we thought wouldn't have been leaders, but they were amazing leaders, and God uses them. And if we go back to Mary's song, which we sing sometimes as the Magnificat, we can see that she's moved at the way God uses poor and despised people. God favors lowliness, she sang, scatters proud people, reduces the powerful to weakness, sends rich people away empty-handed. I don't think for one minute the scriptures are suggesting that people who have money are bad people, but there may be some leaders who have a lot of money who use that money incorrectly at the expense of the people living in their country. Look at our shepherds. There they were in the fields, probably quite near to Bethlehem, because each day two lambs would be sacrificed in the temple, which was just a few miles up the road. And the shepherds, these shepherds would have been preparing the sheep to have those lambs. I don't know how they would have got there, but it wasn't very far. Maybe they had somebody to take the sheep or the lambs to be sacrificed. Well, they weren't voting in those days, but today we would say that these shepherds were disenfranchised. They had no kind of authority at all, because they, along with all the other people who were working with animals, were regarded as unclean. That was their lot. But how amazing it was that they were there. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them. Wasn't that wonderful? Shining lights with other angels. The only light they would have had, other than the light from the sun, would have probably been an old Toc H lamp, which wouldn't have given very much light. But they were there. And so we can just imagine perhaps how terrified, I think some versions of the scriptures use the word terrified, those simple, amazing shepherds were. But without question, they followed the angel's instructions. He said that they were to go to Bethlehem. They were to go to find Mary and Joseph and a newborn baby in a stable. What a privilege that was. So they didn't have far to go. And how excited they were when they returned to their sheep and spread the news of what they'd seen. So one of the things about these shepherds, they had nothing, but they followed instructions from the angel, and they went and they saw this baby in the town of David in Bethlehem. How marvelous that was. And the scriptures say that they returned to their sheep, I expect, glorifying God for all the things they had heard and seen, which is just as they'd been told. How amazing it must have been to go into what was probably a pretty filthy stable. It wouldn't have held just donkeys, but it would have held many other animals which got on with each other. And I expect it was quite smelly. But the manger itself, I understand, would have been filled with clean hay, and there would have been covers for Jesus. They did just what they were told. So they were excited when they returned, and they sent the good news round. God's amazing and surprising ways are obvious in the event that has taken place. If in heaven God gets the honour, on earth we humans are to get peace because of the birth of this Christ child. It will not be a human-centred peace or the peace of an easy life, but peace through being reconciled with God. It's peace among people who are the object of God's good pleasure. The shepherds told everyone they knew and met. The birth of Jesus requires a response. We should accept it as something amazing. Like the shepherds, we go on our way, praising and glorifying God. I want us to look very quickly at some words which Jesus spoke as an adult. We call it the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes. I expect last week our churches in these islands were pretty full. I understand that cathedrals now have more people worshipping in them than they've done for a very long time. Many people would have gone, perhaps because they knew about Jesus when they were at school 60, 70, 80 years ago, and they thought it right to go to church on Christmas Day. A lot of people had a wonderful time. The church services were good. Faithful men and women would have been there to help them. But very often I think that sometimes the children are left with the young stories of Jesus, with this story, while shepherds watch their flocks by night, without seeing the real Savior, the Prince of Peace, the Master, God's Son. And I just want to use a few words, a blessing which Jesus gave. God blesses those people who depend only on Him. They belong to the kingdom of heaven. God blesses those people who grieve. They will find comfort. God blesses those people who want to obey Him more than to eat or drink. They will be given what they want. God blesses those people who are merciful. They will be treated with mercy. God blesses those people whose hearts are pure. They will see Him. God blesses those people who make peace. They will be called His children. God blesses those people who are treated badly for doing right. They belong to the kingdom of heaven. Those are not childish words. Those are grown-up words. They're marvelous blessings which Jesus told and which I pray we can follow. One of the things that Jesus said was, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and all your mind and your neighbor as yourself." And I pray that these words of the angels, the messengers, the servants of God, will be remembered, not just for that young baby, but for Jesus, our Savior. Amen.